Westside Baptist Church in Newnan, Georgia, brings you our weekly podcast. We hope you will be encouraged by our music and a message from the Word of God as we present our Sunday morning and Sunday evening services and our weekly broadcast by Dr. Melvin Payne. We thank you for listening.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come into His presence with singing. Welcome to the program. I trust it's going to be a blessing today. We are going to have some songs of inspiration and also a message from the Word of God. But before we get into the singing, each week I ask you to pick up that telephone, call a friend or a neighbor, and invite them to review the program. Many of you do that, and it helps me advertise this ministry. Now we're getting right into the singing today. The first song is sung by the New Life Singers, and the title of their song is Lord, Send Revival.
As our day is coming to an end, we said our prayers, tuck the children in. We sit, watch the daily news a while. How our hearts are broken when we see our nation is turned away from Thee. Forgive us, Lord, and help our prayer to be. Wilt Thou not revive us once again? Show Thy mercy on our troubled land. Reveal to us the power of Your grace. And may our children grow to honor You and believe that You will see them through. Help us once again to truly seek Thy favor. When will we realize our true means of survival? Lord, send revival. Just call it choice. Oh, what will it take for us to see the next generation down on their knees? Show mercy, Lord, and help us seek Thy face. Wilt Thou not revive us once again? Show Thy mercy on our troubled land. Reveal to us the power of Your grace. And may our children grow to honor You and believe that You will see them through. Help us once again to truly seek Thy favor. When will we realize our true means of survival? Lord, send revival. Help us once again to truly seek Thy favor. When will we realize our true means of survival? Lord, send revival. When will we realize our only means of survival? Lord, send revival.
I trust that you have enjoyed the song by the New Life Singers. We are going to have another song in just a minute. But right now, I want to take this opportunity to invite you, if you don't have a church home, to visit with us here at Westside Baptist Church. You may be new in this area, not know exactly where we are located, so let me give you some very brief directions. If you will simply drive downtown, driving south on Jackson Street, you will pass the old courthouse, drive to the bottom of the hill. Now, at the bottom of the hill, the street changes in name only to LaGrange Street. You will drive down LaGrange Street, past the Noonan High School, and drive 1.5 miles further. Look for the church on the left-hand side of the road. In fact, just look for the big white cross on the church sign, 762 Smoky Road. Our services begin on Sunday morning at 10 o'clock with Sunday school. Morning worship at 11. We're back at 6 p.m. for the evening service, and on Wednesday at 6:30, the children's ministry, 7 o'clock, the teen ministers, and the adult Bible study and prayer service. Come out and visit with us. We'd be so honored, so thrilled to have you do that. Now, we're going to have another song by our youth pastor, William Davison, and the title of his song is, He Is Here.
I sense an awesome moving of the Holy Spirit, and I see His countenance resting on Your face. Hovering all around us for the presence of the Lord. He is in this place. He is here. Hallelujah. He
is here. Hallelujah. He is here. Amen. He is here. Holy, holy. I will bless His name.
Now, just before the message, Sandy Payton is singing, "That's When God Steps In."
When there's nothing but trouble on every side, and it's so dark, I can't remember the light. I pray to find answers, but there's no way out. When I've seen the worst and my world's upside down,
that's when God steps in over and over again. When it looks like that all hope is gone in my life, that's when God steps in.
He's waiting, taking his time. Oh, but his thoughts are so much higher than mine. Oh, he knows the perfect moment for my world to change. When all seems lost, he has all things in place.
That's when God steps in over and over.
I trust that you have enjoyed the singing today. Now let's take a look in the book. If you have your Bible and would like to read along with me, I really suggest you take a pencil and a piece of paper. Jot these references down. That way you can study them in detail at a later time. I want to talk to you today about four things to know when trouble comes calling. I remember September the 11th, 2001. We were in camp meeting here under the big tent out back. And we were enjoying the worship under the tent. Then all of a sudden, sirens started blowing. Someone came under the tent and gave us a report that airplanes were being brought down around Washington, D.C. A tragic moment in America's life. How do we cope with things like that? Well, I just want to address that thing today. Four things that we as a believer can know when all these things come calling at our door. Go with me now to 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse number 13. Paul writes, "But I would not have you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning them which are asleep, already dead in Christ, that you sorrow not, even as others which have no hope." He's referencing those who do not have the hope of glory, who are not under the salvation or the saving efficacy of the blood of Jesus Christ. We as born-again believers, we are in the family of God. As we read this text, God is the God of all comfort, my dear friend. He's the one who comforts us. Remember that he's the one who comforts us in all of our tribulations. Now let me give you four truths we should know when trouble comes knocking out our door. First, we should know where we dwell. We should know where we dwell. The psalmist writes in chapter 91, verse 1, "He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." We are under the divine protection of the Lord Jesus Christ, God in heaven himself. The psalmist declares that his dwelling place is a secret place, under the shadow of the Almighty. He realizes that he is shielded, protected, because he is under the divine protection of Almighty God. Later in the verse, he declares that the Lord is his refuge. He also talks about him being his strength. And he says, because he is my refuge and my strength, he says, I will fear nothing. We as believers should be strengthened by that, my dear friend. When you go through a trial, when tribulations come your door, remember, as a believer, you are shielded with the divine protection of the Lord Jesus Christ. We shouldn't let circumstance overwhelm us, get us discouraged, and become a defeating mechanism in our life. Paul, in Romans chapter 8, verse 37 through 39, gives us these words. "Nay, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loves us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God," listen, "from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." Isn't that a comforting word today? To know that we are shielded, we're protected, because Jesus Christ is our Lord, he's our Savior, and he is our soon coming King today. We all should find our refuge in Jesus Christ. Everybody that is listening, viewing today, I trust you know this Jesus. You are under the divine protection, the shadow of his wings today. Well, listen. What will we say then? What will we say then? Going back to the book, in Psalms chapter 19, verse 2, "I will say unto the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust." What about you? I'm trusting in the Lord Jesus Christ today. He's my shield. He's my refuge. He's my strength. He's my high tower. My dear friend, if you don't know this Jesus, all you have to do is call on his name, pray, and ask him to come into your heart. And he'll make you part of his family. And you won't ever regret that either. The writer tells us of his faith confession. Listen, he said, I will say of the Lord. He's talking about, I confess to the Lord these things. Go now to the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, and verse number 5 and 6. Let your conversation, that's your walk, your lifestyle, be without covetousness, and be content with such things as you have. For he hath said, I will never leave thee nor forsake thee, so that we may boldly say, listen, the Lord is my helper, and I will not fear what man shall do unto me. Oh, listen. Paul said that he would confess what God says about him. Oh, listen, he wants to confess what God is doing in his life. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. What we need to say, my dear friend, is this. We are the redeemed of the Lord. Whom shall we fear? We are the redeemed of the Lord. Whom shall we fear? We are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Remember that. We are redeemed from the hand of the enemy. Back to the book of Psalms, chapter 107, verse 2. Once again, it says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so in this particular verse. Oh, listen. Then we might ask this question. Where have we set our love toward today? Where have we set our love toward today? The Hebrew idea of the word love is delight. Delight. The verse says, his delight, love, is in the law of the Lord. And the Word of God is what we are going to find the answers for. In the Word of God is what we are going to receive directions in. And in the Word of God is where we're going to find comfort in times of trouble. I don't know what trouble you might be going through. You might not even be going through troubles. But sometimes we have just come out of trouble. We may not be in trouble, but we may be about to go into troubles. That's life. That's just life within itself. Well, then on my personal note, my personal life, I have had troubles in my life that I did not understand what was happening at that particular time. I was devastated. I was wondering, God, do you know that I'm even here on planet Earth? But I found the strength, I found the comfort, I found the help when I went on my knees to Almighty God. Listen, friend, he loves you today. He wants to be your God if you don't know him today. If you know him in the free pardon of sin, embrace his love, trust his word, live the life for him as a Christian should live. Oh, listen. Here's God's answer to the Christian's question. Psalms 91, verse 15. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, truth. Call upon him, and he's going to answer it, the Bible says. I will be with him in trouble. I will deliver him and honor him. It's a good day to be a Christian, my dear friend. In times of great tragedy, a conflict that comes into your life or my life, that we begin to discern within who and what we have placed our trust in. Have you placed your trust in Jesus today? You may be going through, as I've already said, the circumstances in your life. Are you trying to solve the problems yourself? Or have you gotten on your knees and asked the Lord Jesus Christ to help you? To bring you through these situations in life. I have a little plaque over my door into my office that says, if he can't bring you through it, he won't bring you to it. Remember that, my dear friend. If he can't bring you through it, he won't bring you to it. But you see, he can bring you through it when it does come to you. He's available. He's able. He's an ever-present help in a time of need. I'm speaking to those today that might be going through some discouraging moments in their life. I'm trying to encourage you, don't give up on God. Remember, he loves you. He cares for you. He will be there with you always. Just remember that one thing. God promises that if we'll call on him, that he will answer our prayers and he will deliver us from our circumstances. If you need spiritual help today, deliverance today, here's what God tells you to do. Remember this. Listen to this now. In Romans chapter 10, verse 13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There has never been one person who has humbled their heart, bended their knees, and called on the name of the Lord for salvation that he has said no. Absolutely not. He always says yes. He will birth you, save you, bring you into the family of God. And it only comes through the shed blood of Jesus Christ, putting your faith, your trust in the saving efficacy of the blood of Jesus Christ, calling on the name of the Lord and saying, Lord Jesus, come into my heart. Save me. Make me part of your great big family. And one day, I'll enjoy the presence, your presence, in heaven. Oh, listen. He promises that he will save you. Do you have the answer to these four questions that I ask you today? Have you answered, or will you bring yourself to this great hope through Jesus Christ? Will you, if you don't know him, will you ask him to save you today? Will you call upon his name and say, Lord Jesus, I want to be part of this family of God. I want to be part of this body that's going to be raptured, carried into heaven. Listen, my dear friend, you can do that right now. As we begin to close this program today, get on your knees right now and ask the Lord to come into your life, into your heart, and transform you into a new entity, a new creation in his image. He will do that. You'll not be disappointed. Until this same time next week, this is Brother Melvin Payne, the pastor of Westside Baptist Church, saying once again, goodbye, God bless you, and go with God.